And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes.
It's gonna be welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the biotech boys. We're going to get better through modern chemistry. Or you can just eat a bunch of really good barbecue. And that's really what we're talking about today.
Isn't that funny? Because you know what a lot of these health guys, like my sons and all these people are doing also, is they're buying powdered gelatin, beef gelatin, which is loaded with collagen.
Right.
So that we've discovered that collagen is actually great for us.
Right.
And that's why I say I'm going to leave that connective tissue between the flat and the point together, because that's chock full of collagen.
Yep.
Eat that stuff.
Yeah.
Eat
exactly.
That. Your fingernails will be thicker.
And it's full of flavor too. Yeah. It's full of flavor too. And you know, it'll be good for you. I've been now for 2 months been going over to Sobey getting a 5 pound block of tallow, and I put it in my Dutch oven. Many uses for a Dutch oven if you're just tuning into the Grilling Guys. And I render it down.
I feel like I just stumbled into a tribe in Africa who just discovered cast iron. You know?
But I render it down, and then I put it in a mason jar, and it's stable on the countertop if you keep the air off it.
How many times do you render it?
Just once. Just, you know, I put it in there until you'll get some hard substance that you pick out, but right. The rest of it is liquid, and that's what I've been using to cook in. And it's a great flavor, but... anyway, let's talk a little bit about a lamb.
It's woodpecker food at my house.
Right, I get it. I get it.
No, my cow, I got to pick up next week. I still have a little bit of tallow left, but my son renders a bunch. And every time I feed the woodpeckers, he goes, "Do you realize how expensive that woodpecker food is?"
Yeah, right.
It's like,
yeah,
but look at that cedar siding they're destroying.
Yeah, right.
That's $7 a foot.
Yeah.
Lamb. So, you know, Jop, we've done this almost 15 years, and I have been tasked very often with coming up with a show plan. And sometimes I don't have anything that feels good, anything that feels good. And as I'm writing this show up, I'm thinking, gosh, I missed steelhead season again this spring. We should have been all over steelhead. And I started trying to do steelhead. I couldn't get anything. And, I look up at my bookcase, and I see Best Ribs Ever by Steven Reichlin. So I send Steve an email. He's too busy. It's like, okay, well, I've already got the book.
Yeah.
I have
the same book.
I've done a bunch of these recipes. Maybe we just slow our roll and talk about some, I don't know, less common things about ribs that people might want to know. And I had a marker in here that I might have done a long time ago or whatever, but it was grilled lamb ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, gosh, I've never made those. I've done venison ribs, which didn't turn out very well. But lamb ribs, and I always considered lamb to be kind of like a fat venison, but it's really not. They're very different meats. And I thought... So I started doing a deep dive into this recipe, and I'm reading it, and I'm like, I really got to try this.
So are you cooking them in a rack like ribs, or are you cooking them individual like the lolly chops? Because that's where lamb chops are the lamb ribs,
right?
Right, and you either cook the whole rack, or you cook them one off. Which are you looking at here?
I'm gonna do the whole rack.
Okay, all right,
and I'm going to leave them intact, but I guess one of the conversations was, since this is a sort of a delicate meat, I mean, you got to, it's not like pork where you can just, you know,
cook it forever,
or brisket, right, or, you know, something you can just heat the heck out of. You want to be kind of gingerly with a rack of lamb. And I just think, I don't know, I think we always think of ribs and we think of baby backs.
Yeah.
And it's just not really accurate.
Right.
And the next segment, we're going to do a form of beef ribs. But it's because we think of ribs in a certain way. That's just how they are. No, no, that's Chili's. They got us thinking baby bags.
Yeah.
But this is they're going to be smaller. And what this recipe in Best Ribs Ever by Stephen Reichlin, Barbecue Bible, wonderful guy I got to know years ago in the HPBA. He would go to all the same shows, and he was always very incognito. He's quite famous already at the time, but nobody bothered him because he didn't look, you know, he wasn't on a TV set. He was looking pretty scruffy most of the time, honestly. Yeah. I think he liked to go through that way.
Reminds me of that guy with the curly hair that paints on TV. You know, he never talks. He just paints and tells you how he's doing it. But, I mean, he's really good at what he does, but he's kind of incognito. Same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bad reference. Sorry.
I don't know who that is, but I'm sure it's
Oh, you guys have similar. All seen him over the years. He's been around 100 years. But not Reichlin.
Yeah. Anyway, so these things you can do in a lot of different ways, but what they're going to talk you into doing is marinating an EVO garlic and chopped mint. And
I would put a little rosemary and thyme in there reason, because I've done this recipe before many times. And but not out of Reichlin's book, but I've done baby back ribs from lamb. I love them.
Baby back?
Well, they're lamb. They're not sheep. Or, you know, they're lamb, so they're babies.
Baby rib.
Baby rib, yeah.
So anyway, for some reason, mint always makes its way in there.
Yeah.
And it's not on a julep.
Right.
But so you're going to marinate these things at least 6 hours, and you're going to put them in a pan or a Ziploc bag works well, or a Cryovac bag. But you're just going to keep flipping them every few hours and refrigerate it for 12 to 24 hours and let them really marinate well.
Right.
And then, I don't know, what do you suppose is the average grill somebody has?
Well, I think it's a gas grill from China, came from a big box store, and that's the average one because they're $400 or $500 now, but a lot of people, they aren't as passionate as maybe we are and some of our listeners.
So they're going to have maybe two or three burners.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to go left to right.
Sure.
Instead of front to back.
Yeah.
And that's good if they do, because then you have an opportunity to turn one end on high and put your food down at the other end and do what we call indirect grilling. If I'm doing indirect, I'm just going to lay the rack out flat on a grate. But let's say it's a small dinky grill.
Right.
And I've got size issues.
Yep.
Now I'm going to have to.
You got to get some peptides in there.
I'm going to have to be very, very careful. You're right. Learning. See, you're picking it up already.
Hey, man. Sharp as a tack, Rich.
You're going to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger in no time. And I don't mean boinking your maid.
That's true.
What?
That's true, because I don't have a maid.
Oh, but you do. So, she's a redhead.
No. Oh, Lordy. No,
that's just a dog I pick up after.
So anyway, if let's say you got a dinky grill and you've got to do this rack of ribs on one side. Hopefully you at least have two burners. You're going to do them on one side. You might have to stand them up. You might have to cut them into three or four rib sections and skewer them together.
Yeah.
And that's another way to do it. But we'll finish this up when we get done with the break. But take it away, Peptide Boy.
Yeah, man. All right. So we're halfway through a lamb recipe. I promise we'll finish it up before we get to show you where's the beef. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.